From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative will pursue avenues to assist the Southeast seasonal produce industry in coordination with the USDA. The announcement comes after members of Congress requested an examination of certain issues in a September 8th Section 301 petition that requires a decision on actions within 45 days. Although USTR is not opening an investigation at this time, they are moving forward with an advisory panel. RCAF USA is making a push for Congress to consider mandatory country of origin labeling on beef. RCAF is encouraging its members to show their support for the American Beef Labeling Act. The legislation would require the U.S. Trade Representative with the Ag Secretary to develop a World Trade Organization compliant means of reinstating MCOOL for beef within 1 year of enactment. USTR would have 6 months to develop a reinstatement plan, followed by a 6-month implementation window. With Halloween in our rear view, pumpkins have been commonly displayed across the country. The production of pumpkins, from classic orange Howdens to the new varieties like Cinderella, are widely dispersed, with all states producing at least some pumpkins. However, USDA's Economic Research Service reports 40% of the pumpkin acres are in just 6 states. Illinois is consistently the nation's largest pumpkin producers, followed by Indiana, California, Texas, Michigan, and Virginia.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.